and treat hunt and bobbing for bones. Kids can pick their own pumpkins and carve or decorate any way they like. Fee will be $5, plus you can enter the dog jog for a monetary donation. Proceeds will benefit a local animal charity. Registration for the pumpkin carving closes on Friday, October 14th. Come celebrate Halloween with your hound and the ERC.
Blessings on your day from First United Methodist Church. I am Pastor Carla Sheffy. As we look to fall, we invite you to join us for our worship series this Sunday on Back to the Basics, a fresh look at the Ten Commandments. Come explore how the Big Ten can deepen our love for God and neighbor.
Here at First, we worship in person at 8:15 and 10:35 with Sunday school in between. You can also worship with us at 10:35 on KVOE or online at fumchurch.org. I'm Pastor Ron Harris, and may God's grace give you peace this day.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us here on this Monday morning, 8:28, sunshine and 46 degrees. Wash and Vac is state-of-the-art in automatic car washes.
It adjusts for the size of your car for maximum effectiveness.
Then comes a two-step pre-sub,
a tire cleaner,
a rocker panel blaster,
undercarriage rust inhibitor and wash,
a conditioner and wax with UV protection,
followed by a spot-free rinse,
and high-performance dryers.
Wash and Vac on West Highway 50 across from Blue Stem Farm and Ranch,
where dirty cars love to go. It is 8:30.
The death toll from Hurricane Ian, more than 80.
Let's back up and try this again. We had a little segment mark that just didn't happen correctly, so let's move this way and do this. There we go.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Now we're where we're supposed to be, KVOE live and local here on a Monday morning. It is 8:30, time for Newsmaker 2, and we are pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning by a trio of Northern Heights FFA members. We say good morning to Jacob Lane, Sadie Bathurst, and Bethany Dedonder. Jacob, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing, Mr. Thomas?
Doing good. Sadie, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Bethany, hello.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning to talk about not only the Northern Heights FFA, but a farmer appreciation grab-and-go lunch that is coming up here in just a little over a week. October 15th, I believe, is the day. So, Jacob, tell us, what exactly is the farmer appreciation grab-and-go lunch?
It's an idea that our members came up with to kind of give back to the local farmers. We figured harvest time, they're pretty busy running in and out of fields and keeping themselves away from their families. And so we are going to provide a lunch on October 15th from 11 to 1. Anybody that's interested, any farmer, rancher, anybody that's in the field doing harvest can come up to the high school and pick up however many lunches they want and take it out to their favorite farmer or rancher.
It's that easy, that simple, absolutely free, right?
Absolutely free, yes.
Absolutely free. So, Sadie, how do these meals work? Who's putting this together?
So, the FFA members are going to make lunch that Saturday, and they'll have it here and ready for pickup.
Well, Bethany, what does the lunch entail? What goes into the lunch?
Right now, we're planning on pulled pork sandwiches, cheesy potatoes, green beans, and dessert.
That's a heck of a lunch, Bethany.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, Jacob, you kind of alluded to this, but really, how did this idea come to be?
Well, we've spent a lot of time since I've been here. You know, I've been here, started this program about 8 years ago, really trying to build up from within the chapter, within the school, build up our membership. And one of the things that this officer team that when we discussed this summer, that they really want to do is they want to start giving back more to our local agricultural community and trying to find ways we can do that. We saw that a chapter up in North Central Kansas was doing something very similar to this. And so we decided we would try and see if we could do it, try and be successful. You know, we really want to express our gratitude and our thankfulness for all the people that are out there every day working hard in all conditions to help make sure that, that we get fed. And so we've got a lot of kids in our chapter that are connected to agriculture, connected to farming, and they felt like this was a good way to kind of give back to those farmers.
Yeah, great idea. Sadie, excited to get this done?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, and I'm super excited to see how it does this year.
Well, Bethany, let's talk about the FFA at Northern Heights High School. Basically, you have a lot of membership right now?
Yeah, I think we're this year have more membership, I think, than we have in the past, for sure. We have 55 kids this year. So.
55, yeah, that's a big number right there. So what is all involved with the FFA? What do you do, Bethany?
Well, like Sadie said, right now we're really just trying to give back to our community. That's one of our big goals. But we also do all sorts of CDE and LDE competitions and just different things in our school, too, that we're really involved in.
Yeah, FFA, we're talking with Jacob Lane, Sadie Bathurst, and Bethany DeDonder with the Northern Heights FFA program. It is a Farmer Appreciation Grab-and-Go Lunch that is coming up on a Saturday, October 15th, from 11 until 1. So how many meals are you planning on making, Jacob? Do you have any idea?
We have no idea. That's what we want to get the word out and make sure that people call us so they can either contact me at the school's number, 620-481-2087. They can email me, langj@usd251.org. We've got a Facebook page. It's posted on our Facebook page. They can rely to that. With anybody that wants a meal, you know, any farmer, rancher, you know, we talk about it's a harvest meal, but there's also lots, you know, in North Lyon County, we have a lot of pasture and a lot of ranchers out there that work hard. So if you know of a local rancher out there that you want to provide a meal for, or, you know, you've got a crew that goes out and works hard every day, taking care of cattle and doing that kind of stuff, those people are more than welcome to RSVP. We would like numbers. We will serve whoever RSVPs. So we have no clue what number we're going to get. This is our first year doing it, so hopefully in the future we have a better idea, a better number. But, you know, right now we just serve anybody that wants to get that meal out to the people that need it.
All right. Yeah, RSVP, call the school at 620-481-2087. Is there, Jacob, a deadline you'd like to get the RSVPs in by?
We would like to know by Friday, just because that gives us this sure. weekend to get stuff put together and made.
So are you guys cooking the pork?
Is that how we will, yeah.
Okay, nicely done.
Okay, we're cooking everything.
Good deal. Okay, 620-481-2087. Boy, a great effort by Northern Heights FFA, and hopefully they're starting something that will become a tradition at Northern Heights for the FFA to farmers and ranchers in the area. A great opportunity to pick up a grab-and-go free lunch, a really good lunch, October 15th from 11 until 2, and you pick it up at the Northern Heights High School lobby, and you can take it to the farmers, or farmers, come on in, pick it up yourself. Well, hey, guys, great idea, and we hope you have a big turnout and hope you get a lot of RSVPs. We appreciate all you do. Jacob, thanks.
Thank you for advertising this for us.
You bet. Sadie, thank you.
Thank you for having us on.
You bet. Bethany, thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. You all have a good day. Good luck with this.
Thank you.
Yeah, Farmer Appreciation Grab-and-Go Lunch. What a great idea, Northern Heights FFA. So RSVP, please. That's how you can get your free lunch or lunches. Just let them know how many you need. 620-481-2087. Pulled pork sandwiches and cheesy potatoes. You can't beat a deal like that, courtesy of the Northern Heights FFA. Sunshine and 50 degrees. Good morning. It is 8:37.
Amazing savings can be had at Modern Air. It's a perfect time to order a new Lennox heating and air conditioning system, because the Lennox fall rebates are now available. Lennox systems provide the cleanest, most comfortable air for your family to breathe. The amazing savings are for a limited time. So call or stop by Modern Air today. The comfort engineers are ready to help you save.
The Emporia Recreation Center is partnering with Lyon County Research and Extension to host a Cooking for Two class on Wednesday, October 26th. This class will help you learn a few recipes that are just the right size for one to two people and are simple, easy, and quick to make. Class will meet at the ERC Community Room from 11 to 12, and the fee is $15 per person. Registration closes on Friday, October 14th, so call 340-6300 or visit EmporiaRec.org to register today. Let us help you cook for two.
Kids eat free on Family Night at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. Yay! Family Night at Freddy's is on the first Tuesday of every month. Dine in from 5 to 8 and enjoy a free kids meal with an adult combo meal purchase. Don't miss out on delicious food and fun activities for the whole family. including raffles and giveaways. Family Night is every first Tuesday of the month from 5 to 8 at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, 1400 West 6th Avenue. Food made fresh the Freddy's way.
National Guard helicopters have been flying rescue missions to people still stranded in parts of Florida nearly wiped out by Hurricane Ian. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more on Pine Island in Lee County off the coast of Fort Myers.
Over the weekend, responders took to the air, plucking people from rooftops.
Come down.
You're good.
And evacuating Barrier Island residents by boat after Ian wiped away roads leading to the mainland.
Hello!
Crews working around the clock searching for survivors. The White House says more than 2,300 people have been rescued so far. Hundreds of thousands are still without power throughout the state. Cell phone and internet service also down for many, complicating those rescue efforts.
In all, more than 80 people are known to have died in the storm, but that number is expected to rise. President Biden gets a firsthand look at hurricane damage in South Florida on Wednesday. Today, he travels to Puerto Rico, which received much of its damage in Fiona, the storm that hit earlier. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:39.
Well, thank you, Ron, and good morning once again, everyone. The American Association of University Professors is urging the Kansas Board of Regents and Emporia State University to reconsider its recent dismissal of university faculty. Recently, the AAUP sent...